The traditional
Christians to worship
copies.
And the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Welcome to Chart and Compass Ministry, a ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral, helping you to navigate through the storms of this life by the ever-accurate compass of the Word of God. I'm pleased to share with you today another message from Pastor Greg Lucier, and the message today is titled, What Did Jesus Mean by Faith as a Mustard Seed?
God's grace, His mercy, and His peace be with you today through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Well, today I'd like to talk with you about faith, and especially faith as or like a mustard seed. You all know that phrase, right? Because we've heard it before, Jesus said that in Matthew 17 and Luke chapter 17. And so let's talk about mustard seed faith today, but what does that actually mean? I mean, what on earth is Jesus talking about when he says, you are to have faith like a mustard seed? Now, this is actually pretty exciting for me to share because for most of my life, I've not understood this verse. I, of course, knew it was saying have faith, and that's good. I got that out of it. But like a mustard seed, what on earth are you talking about? What is it to mean to have faith like a mustard seed? Let's take a look and see what Jesus would teach us about that today, because when I finally was enlightened about this verse by the Lord, it turned from kind of being glossing over this verse and going on to the next verse and not understanding it to being like, wow, I really love this verse. This is so inspiring. This is so encouraging. So let's take a look today at the faith of a mustard seed and what Jesus teaches us about having a mustard seed faith. So to start out, the word mustard or mustard tree, mustard seed only occurs 5 times in Scripture. 3 of those times, Jesus is using the mustard seed to refer to the kingdom of God and to teach us about the kingdom by it. We have that in Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke 13. Let me just read Matthew 13. Jesus said, another parable he put before them, saying, the kingdom of God is like a grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. It's the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it's the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, and the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. So 3 times it's used this way, referring to the kingdom of God, how it starts small, becomes great. But the other 2 times in the Bible that we hear mustard, mustard seed, mustard tree, is Matthew 17, verse 20, and Luke 17, verse 6. In both of these verses, Jesus is referring to faith. He's using a mustard seed to talk about and to encourage and inspire our faith. So let's take a look at those two, and we'll focus on those today. Matthew 17 and Luke 17 are both very similar, but we'll focus mostly on Matthew 17. Let's open up and read that one. For beginning of verse 14, we read, and when they came to the crowd, a man came up to him and kneeling before him said, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's an epileptic and he suffers terribly, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples and they could not heal him. And Jesus answered, O faithless and perverse generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and the boy was cured instantly. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said to him, why could we not cast it out? Jesus said to them, because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. These are fantastic words, and these are the words of inspiration and encouragement for our faith from the Lord Jesus Christ, that we should have faith like a mustard seed. But what do we learn about it? What are we to make of this faith like a mustard seed? Let's consider the context of this verse. What is the context again? Jesus casts out a demon that the disciples could not cast out. They brought the boy. This boy was an epileptic. So this demon was not an easy demon. This is a very tough demon. This is a much harder, more fierce and fouler demon. This one grabbed the boy, gave him epileptic seizures. It tore him, it convulsed him, it threw him down onto the ground. It cast him into the fire to destroy him at times, other times into the water. His mouth was foaming, violently shaking. This was a powerful, wicked demon. The disciples, okay, they've cast out demons before, right? A whole bunch of times, many times, but this one they couldn't get out. And they brought him to Jesus, and Jesus just cast it out with a word. And it came out, and Jesus restored the boy to his father. In verse 19, we read that the disciples then asked Jesus, why could we not cast it out? What was Jesus' answer? He said, because of your little faith. Say the words, little faith. Because of their little faith, they couldn't do it. In other words, this demon was of a tougher kind than usual. You know, they'd cast out a lot of demons before. This one they couldn't dislodge. And the kind of neat thing you learn about the spiritual realm, the demonic realms by this, is there are different degrees of demons. Some are fouler, some are worse and mightier than other ones. You know, previously they'd cast out maybe a private or a corporal. In this case, they're trying to cast out a colonel or a major general. And they couldn't do it, because their faith was too small. And in fact, a footnote to this says some ancient manuscripts also include here that Jesus said, this class of demon never comes out except by prayer and fasting. So this is a terrifically difficult, this is a harder to dislodge demon. It required a greater faith to get rid of this one and cast it out. And so why then could we not cast it out? Because of your little faith. Now, if you go to the same passage, same instance told by Luke in Luke 17, we read that the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. In other words, we want faith, Jesus, to be able to cast out even major generals and colonels from the devil's strongholds. And Jesus then answered them in Luke. He says, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this sycamore tree, be rooted up and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. So in one case, you can cast a sycamore tree into the ocean. And in Matthew 17, Jesus says, you can cast a mountain into the sea the same. And nothing will be impossible to you if you have faith. Faith as the seed, as the mustard seed. So a sycamore tree or a mountain, if you command it to move, it will obey you if you have this kind of faith. So that, does that sound encouraging to you already? Would you like this kind of faith? The disciples wanted it. They asked for it. So Jesus told them to have faith like a mustard seed. Okay, good. But what on earth does that mean? What does it mean to have faith like a mustard seed? How is that encouraging to them? How is that an inspiration and a teaching lesson? You know what? If you read this and you study this up and you research it on the internet or YouTube or whatever, certain commentaries, you're going to find that most people are going to say that Jesus is saying here, you just need disciples, this faith the size of a mustard seed, and you can do anything. In other words, you just need a tiny little mustard seed faith. I have some seeds, they're not mustard seeds. But look how tiny these little things are. I mean, you can put 150 mustard seeds, line them up, and it would equal 1 inch. So these are tiny, tiny little things. And they're saying, Jesus is teaching here that all you need is just a tiny little bit of faith, and you could have done it, disciples. You could have cast this demon out. All you need is a limited little amount, a minuscule bit of faith, and you could have done it. You could have cast out this demon. Now, if that were the answer, that's the right way to read it. Does that sound right to you? Does that sound encouraging to you? Think about this. The disciples were already coming to Jesus discouraged. We can't cast this out. We're discouraged. We can't dislodge this one. We are so discouraged, Jesus. Increase our faith. And so these commentators, a lot of them are saying, oh, Jesus' answer was, hey, if you only had a little, tiny, small amount of faith, you could have done it. Is that encouraging? That's actually discouraging. Because it's as if Jesus were to say to them, you know what? A little tiny mustard seed has more faith than you. Shame on you, you faithless Christians. You don't even know how to have faith. Mustard seeds have more faith than you do. Would that be discouraging to them, it would be discouraging. Ouch. Yeah, right, Kevin. That would super hurt. Is that what Jesus is saying? You know, for most of my life, and you see people commenting that that's all you need is a small little tiny faith as small as a mustard seed. If that's the interpretation, I don't see how that's encouraging them. And since I've thought that that was the interpretation for many years as people teach it, well, I've not found a lot of encouragement in this verse until I studied it and looked at it in detail about a year ago and saw what Jesus was really saying, which I'd like to share with you now. And boy, do I love this verse now. So, should we end the sermon here, or you want to hear what the answer is? What did Jesus mean when he wants you to have faith like a mustard seed? Well, most focus on the size of your faith, that it should be only the size of a little tiny mustard seed. You just need a little tiny amount of faith. That is not what Jesus is saying here. Jesus is saying you can't get it out because of your little faith. What you need is great faith. You need faith like a mustard seed has faith. In other words, you're not to have just faith the size of a mustard seed. You have to have faith like this small little seed has, which is great faith, though it be tiny. Because if you think about it, in the original Greek, it doesn't say you should have faith the size of a mustard seed. That's a mistranslation. That's not the Greek. You know what the Greek says? You should have faith as a mustard seed, like, hos, as or like, the kakon, the seed, stenopi, of the mustard tree or seed. So you should have faith like a mustard seed, not the size of a mustard seed. The faith of the mustard seed, I want you to know, is not small, but it's mighty. And this is the encouraging illustration Jesus is saying. I want you to be like the mustard seed. Have that kind of faith. What is the mustard seed's faith? The mustard seed, watch this, this is the key to the whole thing, acknowledges that it's tiny, it's small, it's insignificant, it's just at the tiniest of all seeds, but it doesn't let its size or its view of itself stop it from thinking it can do great things and even become a mighty tree. And in fact, you know, if you take a little tiny mustard seed, which is only 1 millimeter in diameter, in reality, in nature, it really does become a great tree, 30 feet high, 30 feet wide. The birds of the air make their nests in its branches. It's a mighty tree. All that contained in a tiny seed. See, the seed, the mustard seed says, I am tiny, I am small, I am insignificant, but that's not going to stop me because I'm not looking at my size, but at the size of the God who has put power in me to become this great tree and do great things. Does that make sense? So if you are casting out a demon, the disciples had cast out other demons before. These were lesser demons, privates and corporals. These were a sniffle, maybe, or a feverish person, or someone ill at ease, and they came to them calmly, and they were able to cast out the demon and thought they could do it, and they did. But then they're taking on this greater demon, a major general or a colonel. The previous ones were easy. This one seemed to them very hard. For as they're starting to cast out this demon, the boy convulses. He falls to the ground, raving, foam coming out of them, terrifying. And Jesus says, you think I'm too small for this. I can't do it. It's too mighty for me, and therefore you fail. See, the mustard seed, you've got to think like a mustard seed thinks about this. It says, yes, I'm small. Yes, that's true. But that's not going to stop me, for there's great power in me. It's the power of God. You see, the mustard seed is not considering its own size as a hindrance. It's considering the size of its God to enable it to do great things. It doesn't look to its own size, but to the great power and size of the God who's put the power in it to accomplish that. And Jesus says, if you go into an exorcism and you use that kind of a mustard seed faith, considering that you are small and tiny against this, but your God isn't, and he's stronger, and he's mightier, and he can do it, if you have faith in him and his size, you're going to be able to cast this demon out. And nothing will be able to stop you. You'll even be able to speak to a mountain, be moved into the sea, and the mountain itself will obey you if you have the mustard seed's faith. And you're going to learn and say, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4. Does this make sense to you? So this is the right interpretation. It doesn't say in the scriptures you need faith the size of a mustard seed. You need faith like a mustard seed, which though the tiniest of seeds does not regard its size as a limit, but rather the size of God it looks to, and trusting in God's power, it's able to do great things, even all things, through Christ who strengthens you. So, that's the answer for that one. What's that mean for us, though? I want to ask you today, do you think of yourself as tiny, as a Christian, of limited power, can't do great things? You know, you probably think I can do some things. I'm not totally powerless. I can do some, a little, but not the greater, mightier acts. I can accomplish a little in achievements. Well, Jesus says if you think you're only going to accomplish little achievements is all you're going to be able to do. It's according to your faith. You've got to think like the mustard seed, Jesus says. Believe in God's power. Get your eyes off of yourself, your own unworthiness, your own sinfulness, your own mortal flesh, and start looking at the God who has promised to do great things to you, work great things to you, that stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. Expand your minds, people. Consider the mustard seed. It's looking to the God who put the power in that little seed to become a great tree. And it becomes a great tree because it's trusting in the God who has the power and puts that power into it to become so. Remember, friends, who we are believing in and whose you are. Doesn't God work this way all the way through Scripture? I mean, God loves. Listen, He loves to work His greatest strength through the weakest vessels. Amen? Come on, Pentecostals. Amen?
Amen.
Gideon. He was to go to war against the Midianites. You could not count the number of people there were in the Midianite army. Gideon raised up 10,000 soldiers to go stand and fight against these marauders, these invaders. And God said, no. Too much. You're going to think maybe if you win with 10,000 that you did it. I'm going to whittle you down. And he whittled them all the way down to 300 men. God says, now we're ready. Now let's go get them. With 300 men, Gideon went in there and routed a host that was incalculable in number. Gideon had the mustard seed faith. I'm small, but that's not going to stop me. It's God who's with me that's going to give me the victory. His size that counts. Consider Jonathan. Remember Jonathan and his armor bearer? They were going to go stand up against the Philistines. There were 20 of them, 20 men against two. What was Jonathan's word to his armor bearer? He says, "The Lord is not hindered in saving by little or by much. The battle is the Lord's." And he went up with that attitude, counting on God's size, not his own, and they cleaned their ever-living clocks. And the whole Philistine army was routed and went into a panic. Paul, in the New Testament, remember, he's one man basically standing against the whole world. And he even had a thorn in his flesh that made him even weaker. But God told him, "Look, Paul, my power, it's made perfect in your weakness." And Paul considered how tiny and small he was, how great his God was, and that one man went out and routed the devil. Had to run away from him, and he conquered the whole ancient world through the preaching of Christ, and none could withstand him. Friends, your size does not matter in spiritual things. It's God's size that matters. Let's get our faith off of ourselves and get it onto God. The mustard seed disregards its tiny size. It doesn't look to that, but looks to the size of the God at work in it to do great things. This is what Jesus is after. And if I can quote the heretical movie Star Wars for just a moment, Empire Strikes Back. Okay, don't follow the Force. That's occultic. That's evil. Don't have anything to do with that. But let's take the example, though, and relate it to Christ. Remember that scene when Luke and Yoda are on that mystical planet? And Luke is learning by the Force to lift up rocks, and they're floating around, and he's lifting up the rocks by the Force. Then it comes, he needs to lift up the X-Wing fighter that's sunken in the swamp. And he says, "I can't do that. It's too big." What does Yoda say, if you know the Star Wars? "Size does not matter." And Luke says, "You ask the impossible." Yoda then, being a little tiny guy, lifted up the X-Wing fighter, brought it over, landed it there, and Luke says, I can't believe it, I can't believe it. And Yoda says, that is why you fail. Remember that? And he says, you must unlearn what you've learned. Not doing Yoda very well, but better Yoler, right? But look, don't follow the Force, that's evil. But relate this to the greater truth in Jesus Christ. We fail because we don't think we can do it, because we're considering, I can't do it, I'm too small. Little Yoda says, no, you ought to get unlearned that. Learn the greater thing. In our case, learn God's power. Size doesn't matter in the spiritual realms, whether you're facing a corporal or whether you're facing a colonel, a private or a major general. If God is on your side, nothing can stand before you. You can do it. You can cast it out. Get your size, eyes off of yourself and onto Christ, his word, his promises, and the size of the God who is with you. And if you go into battle with that attitude, even the major generals will run from you in flight and panic. And you will have strength and say, in Christ, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. So, little Christ Lutheran, are we tiny? Sure. Can we do great things in him? Yes, and amen. And so finally, let's take a look at this. How can we then increase our faith today and every day that our faith might be like a mustard seed and get this kind of faith? Well, first of all, you got to be in the Word daily. Hear the preaching of the Word. Read the Scriptures daily, because this Word, James calls it an imperishable seed. So does Peter. It's an imperishable seed. When you're eating this book, drinking it in, seeds of God's power are going into his word. Faith comes from what is heard, Romans 10, and what is heard comes by the preaching of Christ. Hear the word, read the word, drink the word, and it'll become a tree in you of strong faith. Secondly, consider and acknowledge your own size. Say, yes, I am tiny. I am insignificant. I'm of minuscule stature. I'm a man. I am flesh. I'm going up against maybe an evil spirit or some terrible challenge. I am mere dust. Okay, I get it. And worse than that, I'm even a sinner. And I'm going to confess my sins, and a humble heart is pleasing in God's sight. Ask God's grace to cover you in Christ, to wash and save you, and acknowledge your own tiny little miniature stature. That's okay. The mustard seed does. But don't let that stop you. Thirdly, with the mustard seed, learn to forget your size and focus on the Lord's size instead. Remember, it's not my worthiness, it's not my merit, it's not my piety, it's not my own strength that does anything. It's God's power. Get your eyes onto the Lord. Consider Ephesians 1. Paul says, I remember you always in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may open your eyes to see the hope to which he's called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and the immeasurable greatness of his power in us who believe. What kind of power do you have, Christians? That's at work in you. Paul says, it's the same power that raised Christ from the dead and made him sit at God's right hand in the heavenly places, with angels, authorities, and powers all subject to him. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is at work in you, which Paul calls an immeasurable power beyond all comparison and calculation. Open your eyes. That's the prayer of Paul, that you might know this power at work in you, that it's God's power at work in you to do great things with you and for you, to work with you. And he's faithful. Jeremiah 1, he says, I'm watching over my word to perform it. And again, Jesus says, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. Not you. I'll do it. Just ask me, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, that is according to his will, I will do it. So notice, it's not your power. It's God's power that we're focusing on. It's not your worthiness. It's God's worthiness. It's not your merit. It's God's merit. It's not your strength, but God's strength. The mustard seed sees things this way. Though I'm small, I'll become a great tree. I'll do great things. Not for my greatness, but for the greatness of the God who's put it into me and whom I serve. You take that to the bank. If you take that to the battlefield, boy, the devil's army will flee before you in fear and dread. At a soldier standing like this before them, saying, with God's drawn sword, the word, I stand. Okay, last thing is, how is this power already at work in you? Is it? Yes, in the gospel. Think about this. Justifying faith, saving faith, is a mustard seed's faith. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3. But they are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as an atoning sacrifice by his blood to be received by faith. How are you actually saved? How are you already brought into light out of darkness, into Christ from the kingdom of Satan? Justifying faith says, it's not my merit, it's not my size, it's not my worthiness, it's not my good works. I'm tiny, I'm small, I'm insignificant, I'm a sinner. I'm damned, I'm lost without Christ, but I believe in God's size. The glory of his majesty, the greatness of his love, the promises he's given, what he's done for me in Jesus Christ, my eyes are on that, and in that I believe, and by that faith in him we're saved. It's the mustard seed faith that saves you, and you already have it, believing on Jesus. And you can say, I stand now as a son, a tree, an oak of righteousness, that the Lord may be glorified, so that in the end, when everything's all said and done, nobody gives any glory to me or to any of us, but to God be the glory for as his work at us, in us, in Jesus Christ, who has set us free through his great might forever. So, let's apply that also, not just to the gospel, but to every challenge we're going to face. Y'all got faces, things to face and challenge this week. The mustard seed faith against every enemy, every adversary you have in the spiritual realms or whatever come against you in this life. Let's learn to say with the mustard seed, yeah, I'm small, but stand back. See, though my size is small, my God's size is great. Yes, stand back, for I have a mustard seed faith, and I'm not afraid to use it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message called, What Did Jesus Mean by Faith as a Mustard Seed? A broadcast of Chart and Compass Ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral. I'm Art Hansen, speaking for Pastor Greg Lassier. And if you're looking for a church home or would like to stop by and just visit, our services are at 10 a.m. on Sunday and worship Bible study is at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Christ Lutheran is located on Highway A1A in Cape Canaveral, right across from the old Recreation Center. If you'd like to hear more messages, be sure to visit our website at ChristLutheranChurchCapeCanaveral.org. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to sharing God's Word with you again next Monday at 12:30. Have a wonderful week in our Lord Jesus Christ, the great captain of our souls. And God bless you.